So ich bin tatsächlich sehr dankbar. Es ist für mich eine große Ehre. Ich will leider meine Voraussetzung auf Englisch geben. Danke schön. So, it's a great surprise and a wonderful honor that I was chosen to be the recipient of this award. Many people made it possible. I'm going to mention just three. So, first of all, my long-standing friend, Professor Rademacher. He was a co-founder of the Global Marshall Plan in 2003, and of course, he is the vice chairman of this foundation. His energy, his dedication, they have long been an inspiration. His work finally gives the Club of Rome some concrete action to show for all of its lofty words. Wherever you see something happening effective with pursuing the Millennium Development Goals of the UN or to propagate worldwide the eco-market social economy, you probably will find that Professor Rademacher has been behind it in some way. And so also thank you very much for your introduction today. Of course, second is Dr. Klaus Arnold, chairman of the foundation since 1991. He's worked with great success to maintain the prestige and the accomplishments of this foundation. I thank him especially for the financial part of the award. I'm sending those funds to a small foundation which helps to make people understand the renewable use of natural resources. And third, I'd like to mention this building, the Allerheiligen Hofkirche of the residents. It was started under a monarchy. It was destroyed under a dictatorship, and it has been reconstructed under a democracy. Each of those people, King Ludwig I, Adolf Hitler, and then the chancellor at that time, Helmut Kohl, I suppose they all imagined that their government will continue forever. But in a very short period of time, it changed. These walls help us to remember that even things which we think can never be changed might disappear very quickly. I'm sure the church and probably the Free State of Bavaria will still exist 100 years from now, but what kind of life will Bavarians have then? What form of government will they serve in the 22nd century? What can people do today to make answers to those questions more attractive tomorrow? For almost 50 years, I've worked as a systems scientist to answer these questions. My professional work, my publications, my teaching have all been carried out in the guise of science. But at heart, they really have been related to culture. I define culture very broadly. For me, culture is the web of myths, expectations, goals, artistry, behavioral norms that unite a human society and shape its movements towards the future. Humanity already today has available the technology it needs to solve its problems. It simply does not have the culture required to use them. In 1999, the Süddeutsche Zeitung published one of my essays. My English title for that essay was, "It is too late for sustainable development." So already 20 years ago, I was writing about that. It was clear that humanity's goal for ever greater use of materials and energy had already produced a population and economic growth too big to be sustained on our little planet. In my essay, I used the metaphor of Hans Christian Andersen's fable, The Emperor's New Clothes. In the story, everyone in the king's court pretends to admire the king's new suit of clothes, but they actually don't exist. They were invented by corrupt tailors who simply wanted to swindle the king. And all the people around the king didn't want to be the first to say that the king was wrong. Only when a small child said finally, "The king has nothing on," did the fantasy go away. I think we are very close to that point today with our collective fascination for material growth. In the story, the king continues to pretend that his clothes exist because he cannot accept the shame of being wrong. I hope our leaders will not do that. In 1999, I wrote, "If it is truly too late for sustainable development, then we need to develop a new set of alternative long-term visions that can unite and guide our species on this planet. The religion of free market economists is clearly inadequate for this task. We need a new set of paradigms that will help us minimize violent conflict, reduce inequality, and preserve the most essential functions of our natural environment through a transition to much lower population and consumption levels." The main changes today, unfortunately, are taking us in the opposite direction. Those driving this process today equate their success with having ever more money, more power, more energy, more speed, more material goods. They force all of us to live in a fantasy world which is really based on a global Ponzi scheme. Of course, billions of the poorest people on this planet still require more energy and materials to give them the basis for a decent life. We should work to help them. But the poor are not the source of the major global problems. Change in climate, depletion of inexpensive energy, growing gap between the rich and the poor, destruction of the ocean, threat of global war, extinction of species, and other existential problems, these mainly come from the rich, from us. We already have the essentials. And the efforts have not left us much time for change. In his new book, which just was published, Upheaval, Jared Diamond states, "There's a 49% chance the world as we know it will end by 2050. His statements are in perfect agreement with the computer projections that we made already in 1972. But he said 49%. That still leaves half a chance for a better result. If we can learn to define progress as ever-increasing appreciation and mastery of the cultural arts, music, literature, art, dance, theater, religion, philosophy, there could be many more attractive options still ahead for us. But achieving them is going to be the job of culture, not of science. Culture determines our norms of acceptable behavior, our indices of success, our time horizon, our relations with each other and with the natural world, our choices between entitlement and obligation, between order and freedom. Improving our culture is much more important for the survival of humanity than improving our science.